this episode of American Chopper. It's a weird, wet, wild ride when the OCC crew takes Daytona Beach by storm.
Bike week was crazy, absolutely crazy.
Boys, let's get cranking here.
The Fireman Bike Project ignites a four-alarm inferno between father and son.
Ask anybody who puts in more time, me or you.
I could still come out with time and smoke your ass if I wanted.
This is the last straw. I'm not taking any more of this.
The madness. The mayhem.
We're never not under pressure.
The meltdown. On this episode of American Chopper.
I'll say whatever the f*** I want to say because I run this place, not you.
You should start loading this trailer up, whatever you can get in there, because we need to get out of here today.
Yeah. We're heading down to Daytona Beach for Bike Week, and, you know, I was kind of hoping the fire bike would be done, but it doesn't seem like it's going to work out that way. I think maybe I was being a little unrealistic.
You know, anytime we got a major show like Bike Week, it's like a major deal just to get on the road. And when we got a lot of stuff we need to take with us. This time we're bringing 15 bikes, boxes of t-shirts, hats, posters, and whatnot. And everybody in the shop's going. So we spend almost like a full day cramming everything into the trailers and just trying to get organized.
The thing seemed like it's sitting pretty level, Ben.
Yeah, perfect. Mm.
Sometimes it feels like these road trips never end. I mean, you start to feel like a band of gypsies sometimes, because we're always on the road.
I'm gonna flip this baby like nobody's business. You ready for this, brother? I do better work in a regular kitchen.
It's been less than 2 weeks since we've gotten back from Daytona, and here we are heading back again. These trips really start to wear you down. It's like you could feel every mile in your bones.
God, here are you.
But you know what? That just comes with the territory. Daytona Bike Week is one of the biggest motorcycle events in the country. It started about 62 years ago with kind of like a few groups of renegade bikers. And now like 500,000 people come here, you know, just kind of check out bikes and, you know, show off and just kind of generally have a good time. But for OCC, it's really about business, you know? And getting our name out there so, you know, people know who we are, because that's really important.
Heads up, little dog.
The whole scene here at our site was pretty much overwhelming. All these people were asking questions and wanting to take pictures and asking my dad and brother to sign autographs just because they build bikes.
Oh, I don't want to leave.
It's like they're being treated like movie stars or something.
So what do you do around here?
I'm the chief fabricator and engineer.
Sure.
Want an autograph?
You know, for me, another big part of being down here is just getting away from the shop for a while.
It's great to just get out and let loose a little.
Welcome to the world-famous Iron Horse Saloon, where we'd like to welcome Orange County Chopper.
Bike week's even crazier than I thought it'd be. We went to this place called the Iron Horse Saloon, but I gotta tell you, it's more of a carnival than a saloon.
Give up, you ain't never gonna hit nothing.
Wahoo! I mean, the place is packed with crazy people and bikes everywhere. But one of the coolest things they had there was the Wall of Death. It's where these daredevils go around in a circle, and they grab money out of your hand if you lean over. And if you lean over too far, they could easily rip your jaw off or kill you or ruin your life, basically.
Ready?
Go ahead!
It's a tradition down at the Daytona Bike Week to, you know, get your crew together and just, you know, head on down Main Street. I got to tell you, you know, riding with these guys on these bikes that we work so hard on, well, let me tell you, there's just nothing else like it.
We were having a good time just tooling around Daytona. Just enjoying the weather, enjoying all the sights and sounds. I don't really know what we got pulled over for, but maybe it looked like we were having too good of a time.
You know, there's a 500,000 bikers around here just riding around, you know, just partying and getting crazy. And it's just our luck that the cops decided to pull us over. To begin with, the handlebars on the bikes were too high. We were riding at night with sunglasses. We didn't have license plates. We didn't have registrations. And the list was just going on and on. But what are you going to do? But you know, the officer that pulled us over was really cool. Basically, he said the list of our violations was so long that he wouldn't have time to write them up. He just told us to go home and park them. So that's what we did. It was one hell of a way to end the night.
Paul Sr. to get me out of school so I can come down to Bike Week. I've never been here before, and I was really kind of surprised of the reaction that my bike got.
How you doing?
Good.
Are you just on this car?
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it, man.
Well, I'm only 15 years old, and I've only basically built one bike, and people are wanting my autograph.
Why are y'all working here? Just came all the way from Iowa.
There you go.
Built that, huh?
Yep.
How long did it take you to go through and design and everything?
6 days.
6 days?
Yep.
Wow.
6 days, yep. Start.
You know, Cody's kind of a quiet kid, but I think that, like, all the attention that he's getting is, I think it's really good for his self-confidence. But I also think it's a great way to show other kids his age and even younger that if they really put their mind to something and work hard, they could accomplish just about anything they want to.
Start moving these bikes in. Mikey, start putting these bikes underneath the tent. Get them out. It's going to hell. You know what I mean?
I don't know if my old man's psychic or what, but all of a sudden he starts yipping and yelling. We got to get the bikes under the awning because there's a storm brewing.
Looks like a twister's gonna come out of that thing.
It was a bit of a mad scramble to get everything secured before the rain hit.
The whole tent's gonna be blown after this storm.
We barely got everything under the tent before all hell broke loose.
Jesus!
hurricane hitting us. It was all I can do is just keep that tent from flying away.
I was inside the trailer, and I saw my dad outside standing there. And I thought, this poor man who came all the way down to Florida and worked so hard to get set up is standing outside alone getting dumped on. So I decided I'd go out and help him. It's the least I could do.
It probably downpoured for about an hour and a half. The winds were up to like 60 miles an hour, and it was like everybody here was holding on to everything for dear life. It's almost like, you know, you're powerless over the situation, so we're kind of going with the flow, and it, all in all, the weather around here really sucks.
Get that water out.
Wait a second.
Oh, jeez.
You can't get any wetter, can you? It's like jumping in a cold bathtub.
Man, that was like within seconds. It went from no rain to just nuts.
Look at Mike.
Yeah, he's still holding on for dear life over here. I thought he was going for a ride.
I was going for the basement.
Oh, man.
Hey, yeah. Yeah, that sucked.
Soaked right to the skin.
Back to doing business as usual.
It broke the metal we bolted it to.
They got a place down here called Biker's Paradise, and I went to go check it out, but it really wasn't what I expected. It's like a playground redneck free-for-all, you know, and it's terrible. It's so terrible, it's great. This is great. One of the main attractions of Biker's Paradise is spaghetti wrestling. I got the technique.
Right.
You can learn something here. I got to stir some of the spaghetti and pour it into the pot, and it wound up being really good spaghetti to wrestle in.
We got spaghetti wrestling happening for you right now. I got my first contestant down here. 1, 2, 3, go!
After a couple hours of being at Biker's Paradise, I pretty much saw everything I had to see, and I guess there's only so much paradise one man can take.
Today, Nick and I brought Cody down to the American Motorcycle Institute, which we both graduated from about 3.5 years ago. Basically, it's a school where they train you to be a certified motorcycle mechanic. We thought it was something Cody might be interested in after he graduated from high school.
No, that's fine. This is perfect.
I was really impressed with everything they had at AMI. I mean, there's a lot that goes into being a mechanic. And I think I'm going to have to develop a lot of the skills they teach you if I'm going to be successful.
AMI has a dyno, which is a machine that measures performance, speed, and power of a motorcycle. I think the highlight of Cody's and our visit was get Cody up on the dyno.
It was great on the dyno. Now, every time you hit the gas, the thing, it just feels like you're just going to take off.
Basically, he got to drive a motorcycle over 135 miles an hour without moving an inch.
It was great to see Cody up there just beating the hell out of that dyno. I think it's an experience he'll never forget.
How you doing, man?
Yeah.
sweet.
One of the bikes that we sold and were delivering down here in Daytona is the bike that Cody built. And this morning, you know, he kind of just washed it up for the last time. I think it was kind of like a farewell thing for him and the bike. So we're going to be giving up this bike today, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be tough to see it go.
Yeah, there's always a certain amount of, you know, like sentimental value, you know, when you do one of these. Actually, each and every bike, you know. You know, that's just the way the business is, you know what I mean? And even for me, it's always, even every bike I build, it always has a little bit of something there that just wants to seem to hold it back a little bit, you know, but it just, you know, you just can't do that, you know? So basically what we do is we move on to the next one, you know?
Next project.
Actually, I was thinking maybe me and you should do maybe like an old school bike, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That'd be real cool. I thought it was really cool for Big Paul to ask me to build a bike with him, because I really respect him so much, and for him to show me that kind of respect in return, it just makes me feel really good. And I can't wait to get started on this new bike.
It would be cool with the exhaust coming way up too.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll do a real years. High sissy bar, you know what I mean? And bring the exhaust up, tie it right into the sissy bar. I think Cody's super enthused about building another bike. I mean, right away we started throwing around ideas and whatnot. Be cool, maybe even chrome fenders or something, you know, like a chrome flat fender in the rear, you know. You know, I'm really looking forward to it, and we're really going to do it. It'll be cool.
I like the old school look. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It'll be cool. In my opinion, it just wouldn't be right giving up that bike without giving Cody at least one more ride. So me and him, we just took a little spin down by the marina this morning.
Well, it's kind of hard giving up a bike that you've worked so hard on. But it's like Big Paul told me, you can't keep him forever because this is a business. So I think that's something that I really have to get used to.
Got the keys to this?
Yep.
This is the new owner right here.
All right, thank you.
All right, bro? All right, bro, good luck. All right.
Take care of it.
The Rats Hole Show is one of the biggest bike shows out there. It's a world show, and we decided to enter the Black Widow bike in it today.
There are three entrances to this place. I will let you know what bikes go at what entrance.
It's all very confusing. come to the Rats Hole show just about every year for about 3 years now, and this is the most impressive display of bikes I've seen yet. You look around the place and you see all different kinds of bikes, different shapes and sizes, different styles. This bike is sick. I like it.
Did you make the seat pan?
Yeah.
I like that it's pointed too.
You have some people down there who you've never heard of, and their bikes are just incredible. And that just shows that the motorcycle world is getting bigger and more people are getting involved. This bike is probably the nicest bike I've just about ever seen in person. I would have to say,
I met this guy, Teddy Jr., who designed an incredible bike. I mean, he spent 2.5 years on designing and fabricating nearly every single part on this bike.
I like the wheels.
Did you make the wheels?
Yeah, the wheels, the rotors, the whole front suspension.
I think that there was more fabrication in the front end of his bike than there was in all the bikes there, including mine. I gotta tell you, I was really impressed. Unbelievable.
Now, I'm gonna mail you a copy of this and you gotta autograph it for me from my shop, all right? All right. See, that's why we come. To the Rats Hole show.
This year, there were so many bikes and so many awards that it took the judges 7 hours just to pick a winner.
We thank you all again for showing up to the 31st annual Rats Hole Custom Chopper Show. If you have a bike at the bike show, you need to be in the Coliseum area right now with a seated spot. What's everyone thinking of these bikes on display? Give it a round of applause, yeah?
From Montgomery, New York, Paul M. Toodle.
The Black Widow placed 6th in the Radical Design Competition, and I'm pretty pleased with that. But you know, today's really about a lot more than just awards and trophies. For me, it was really just a chance to check out what other designers were doing.
Best of show, Teddy Jr.
Teddy Jr.'s bike won the top award at the show.
He deserved to win that.
Each year, Teddy has one gorgeous motorcycle.
Yes. It's so easy to be inspired when you see people really being innovative and creative, and it definitely sparks something inside of me to do better and to bring it to a different level.
You know, it's Sunday, and it's the last day of Daytona Bike Week, and, you know, I wanted me and Paulie just to kind of get off and spend some time, just the two of us. For the last few weeks, we've been really pushing hard, you know, and it's just something that we really needed to do.
You know, my father and I, we bang our heads a lot and have our disagreements. And I think that's because sometimes we just get caught up in the pressure of what's happening at that moment. And I gotta tell you, it really meant a lot to me to get out for a while, spend a little time on the bikes, and really put the business aspect behind us and just enjoy the day, even if it was just for a little while. Nothing. Just sit by the water.
Hanging out with the seagulls.
Yeah.
You You know, we don't really get the chance too often just to stop and take a little time to appreciate everything that's happened to us in the last few years. When we started this, I don't think we had any idea how far this was going to go. Never in my wildest dream when I built that first bike in my basement did I ever think that this would turn into what it has.
We could stay here all day.
But all good things must come to an end, huh?
Unfortunately.
Time to hit it, huh?
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Let's do it.
Got back from Daytona.
Why?
I couldn't wait to start working on the fireman bike.
Are you retarded?
But unfortunately, my father wanted me to focus on other things.
These eight frames over here, all eight of these frames, all these frames got to be mocked up and ready for the powder coater and paint before we do anything with that fireman bike. That's got to be done first before you touch anything. I don't care. People are waiting for these bikes and that's it, all right?
Okay, I got an 8-up rigid, 8-up rigid, 8-up softail.
Daytona was a disappointment as far as business. I don't know if it was the rain or the bad economy, but we really didn't sell as many bikes as we hoped.
8-up rigid, 8-up rigid. Yeah, I didn't have this one in here for some reason. So I just need an 8-up rigid.
Boy! Let's get cranking here. Unbelievable. Do you have any idea what's going on with his bike, Paulie?
But just tell me something real quick. This is rear fender short. Softail, isn't it?
Give him a regular softail fender.
I don't know what it was, but there was a kind of an uneasy tension in the shop.
We need to get our painter stuff. Don't you think?
No. You couldn't really put your finger on it. But you could definitely feel it.
5/8, now flip it around. Measure it the other way.
I got it down there.
Sometimes my father, he just looks for things to go off about. It ain't right. I figured it wrong. And 9 times out of 10, I'm the target.
Everything is f***ed up, know what I mean? Everything that you got calculated in here is all f***ing gone. Boy, what the hell is this?
I don't know. It was there this morning.
From now on, anything that gets ordered out of here, I want to see it before it gets ordered. Any thing, that's it. I'm not kidding either. That's it.
I think my father and brother spend a bit too much time together, and they pretty much need more of a break. It's just, it's not healthy.
What? What do you want to tell me? Who? Oh, the guy that was looking at a bike? Okay.
What's the problem, Pop?
I got a guy coming here at 8 o'clock maybe to buy a bike.
What bike?
I don't think it really matters. It's a customer and we both need to be here.
I can't. I got plans.
You know, you got to get rid of this mentality because it's 8 o'clock at night. You don't want to do stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because
I've never had that mentality. Well, I've been here every 8 o'clock we've ever had to be. I've been here every night we had to stay and every Sunday for a month
again.
When you weren't here. So don't tell me I have a mentality that
ever
I don't work.
Tell me time things as far as you putting in more time than me because it'll never happen.
Why, you don't put,
I, no, yeah, oh, yeah, that only
don't
happens.
Tell someone
that only happens
who
once
knows
in a lifetime.
What the hell they're talking
about. Once in your lifetime, you come here
at 10
o'clock.
I worked for a month straight without a day
off. You know
off.
What? You're a delusional. You talk about delusional people. You're as delusional as everybody listen, you talk about.
Listen,
you're
I worked 4 Sundays in a row without taking one off
listen,
to get a job.
I worked 4 Sundays in a row, right? You show me you work 4 Sundays in a row, and I'll give you all that
listen,
credit.
How'd that trim spot bike get done? Did you
not
do anything?
Four,
nothing.
Not 4 Sundays. You know, no, I made that bike happen.
How?
Because I
Not only did I make the sale,
but I also built the entire bike.
Yeah. And so, and how would you have bought the bike if I didn't order everything for that bike I did.
Once you ordered the parts, then what did you do for the other 3 weeks?
You know what? All you do is do one thing, fabricate bikes. I do 50 things.
But that's not true.
No, it
because
is true.
Because as I'm fabricating, you're screaming, call this guy, call that guy, get on the phone.
All you're going to do is do it anyways.
Because you freak out. Because you pretend like you're busy.
You are delusional.
Listen, rewind the film.
Capital D delusional.
Listen, 90% of the time, this is you. Are you done yet?
I'll rewind any film.
See my size 12? Are you done yet? That's you 90% of the time. Like this.
No, it's like this.
I'm tired.
Where's Paul?
I'm tired.
It's not
true. It's not true. Listen,
but don't say you.
This is not good.
Worked 80 hours in your lifetime. In your lifetime.
I was working 80 hours when
you
I was 14.
You fall asleep over here at 30.
When
at
I was
14 o'clock.
Years old, I was working 80 hours a week.
Listen, when you were 14 years old, you were putting applications in McDonald's and not even getting hired. So what the hell are you talking about? And
you everything were, you see
guy,
right.
Who was
you
know, the first guy yesterday to say, hey, let's take the day off tomorrow? You.
Listen, I was just kidding. I was just kidding.
Oh, I was just kidding.
I was.
You know what?
What did you think? Listen, I thought you would give a day off to anybody?
I could still come out of retirement and smoke your ass if I want to. You know that?
Ask anybody around here who puts in more time, me or you.
Yeah.
You don't have to put in as much time
as me.
Listen,
but I do
twice, I do
three times what you do.
What do you do?
I do everything around here. Everything. Everything.
Listen,
what do you do?
That's not true at all.
What do you do? Tell me what you do. You build bikes.
I make us big dog and not Titan. I make us who we are by designing bikes the way I do.
I do that,
you help do that.
That's right.
You said it right.
That's right.
I'm not denying that. But don't say you do more than me.
You
me.
You ought to talk to these guys because...
Listen, I don't care what these guys say.
I know
who does more. I know who's here more. I am here more than
me.
You.
No, you're not
you're here. You put in more hours a week than me? You're out of here at 3:30 to go get your gym clothes every day.
Yeah, and then I'm
and
back
when,
here.
When it's
and
crunch time, here. We're here till 8, 9 o'clock
but,
and ask Vinny to check his time
card. That's for 1 week.
Because I'm here every
second
Vinny.
That's for 1 week. Then the following week, you'll disappear.
Listen, there is no following week. We're never not under pressure.
You are from Spider Bike. Unreliable
listen,
person in this
I didn't
shop.
Put every hour
and
I
if you were a power example to these guys, they'd all be the same way you are. But you know what? I don't let that happen. I don't let that happen.
Listen.
I don't let that
tell
happen.
It to someone, tell it to someone who cares. Because you're totally delusional. It's sickening.
You're sickening.
I don't care how many hours I put in or how fast I build these bikes. It's just never good enough for my father. You just can't please him. So to be honest with you, at this point, I've just about stopped trying.
I think you're delusional. I really do. It took me a little while to get done what my father had for me to do. Now that I'm done with that, I could really start to focus and concentrate on the fire bike. Let's bolt this exhaust on.
Let's do it. Yesterday, me and Paulie, we kind of had it out, and I tell you what, things got pretty intense.
I think he built this for a big twin.
We both said some things we probably shouldn't have. But the most important thing is really we got to get past that and move on.
Looks pretty good, don't you think, Finn?
So what's next, Paulie?
I'm going to do like a form-fitting fender. I'm going to mount it right to the swing arm. And I'm going to make it so that it's like down to here. So that it, if you cut it, if you put like, if you come straight up off the table and draw a line, it kind of like has that look, you know what I mean?
Yep.
To achieve the look I want for this bike, basically I have to create a 360-degree fender. Then I could cut it real low to the ground, but it has to be removable. Otherwise, I won't be able to get the fender on over the tire.
Hold them two edges together and then get them nice and push that in.
The most difficult part about this is making the joint seamless. You don't want any high or low spots. It has to look as though it's one piece of metal, not two pieces welded together.
It's pretty welded.
kind of ran into a problem with Defender.
It's sick, isn't it?
It wrapped around the tire so much that we couldn't get it on. But we came up with a pretty easy solution.
Yeah.
There we go.
Glow.
It's gonna go like this. I was thinking what you could do is, you know, if you came out and like off here with like a cool bumper that like boxed.
A good idea.
All right, Vin, we'll start on that tomorrow. Today, me and Vinny planned on getting right into fabricating the bumper, but as usual, my father had a different plan for what needed to be done.
Hey.
What?
Get this garbage, get straight down here.
Straighten what out?
The top over here. Get this, whatever the hell this stuff is over here. We don't need a thousand. Get this organized. You got forks there, you got readers up in there. You know what?
What do you want to do?
I'm not going to say it again.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not doing anything with it unless you tell me where you want it.
And I'm not telling you where I want it. I want you to organize it. Figure it out yourself. I don't need to tell these guys where to put stuff
to get organized. Listen to me. First of all.
And I'm not telling you.
First of all.
End of the conversation.
Hey. It's like I just can't win. I mean, my father wants me to build these bikes as fast as I can, but then he wants me to stop doing everything I'm doing and start cleaning the shop. The truth is, I can't do two things at the same time. So he's really just gonna have to make a choice.
Why can't we be friends?
You know, if Paulie spent 5% more effort into keeping things clean around here and showing up when he's supposed to, I think we'd probably have half the problems we have around here.
Why can't we be friends? It's not like I'm asking for all that much, you know what I mean?
Fabricating this bumper for the rear fender is kind of tricky because there's so many angles that I'm working with. If I'm not careful, it'll come out lopsided. So I have to take my time and be very careful because if I mess it up, I'll have to tear it all off and start all over again.
The only thing that I don't really like about it is, and I don't know if I don't like it, I've got to look at it a little bit, but the roundness, the severe roundness of the fender opposed to the squareness of the, but it's a bumper, you know? I don't know.
Not just a bumper. It's a fire truck bumper. Yeah, it's going to look awesome.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. All right, I'm out of here.
All right, me too.
Just sit that front fender on there.
You know, I think I was up half the night just thinking about that damn fender that Paulie put on that bike.
I don't know if I like that anyhow.
And I got to be honest with you, it just doesn't work for me.
Now come back here and look at this. You can see it immediately. I'm telling you, that's the fender you want on there like that.
they make a rear fender like that. See how that fender arcs out in the back?
Yep.
That's the fender that should be on the bike, not this round fenders. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he ain't going to change it, I know that, but it ain't the right fender. I don't give a what you say, because the fireman bike's got that box look, not that round look like that. And the fireman's not rounded, it's square. You know what I'm saying? I might not be a designer, but I got an eye. You know what I mean? I've always had an eye, and that's where he got his eye from, the lines of a bike, you know?
What's going on, Pop?
I think that this fender is not the right fender for this bike. If you had that tail dragger fender on here, it would look incredible. Because see how that got the flatter look to it?
Yeah.
And the way it swoops? It don't come back here and look
at it. Yeah, we'll get rid of this fender then.
Yeah. No, get rid of this fender.
No.
Get rid of this fender.
Are you crazy?
No, you're crazy. Get rid of this fender. You don't need this round fender on here. You need the flatter, boxier fender like that. Look at the whole bike. Look at the tank and everything. How nice that front fender looks on there.
I know what you're saying. It's a boxier look.
Listen, you do what you want. You want to leave that on there, you can leave it on there. But there's no telling me different that that's the wrong fender on there.
I know what you're saying. I just think that when it's all said and done and that's mounted on there with all the brackets, that this is more unusual to look at.
Listen, you know what? Do what you want to do. You can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I'll give it some thought.
That's not the right... That fender don't look good. It's a nice looking fender.
But I'm not even done with the fender, because what I was going to do...
Yeah, but it don't make any difference.
I was going to put a luggage rack right on the top here, squared off, you know what I mean?
But you still got this.
The last thing I need is my father being Johnny-come-lately with ideas. Here I am nearly halfway finished with the fabrication of the rear fender. And he wants me to change it.
You want to keep that box look? Because everything is boxy on a fire truck, not round. It's not round. A fire truck's square.
Yeah.
That has a flat look to it like the tank. Look at the tank. Whatever you want to do. I know Paulie put a lot of time and thought into this rear fender. But you know, if you've told me once, you've told me 100 times, the change is part of the design process. And if you ask me, that rear fender needs some serious changing.
It's goo time, goo time. It's not that I don't appreciate my father's ideas and input, but in fact, I can see the bike in my head, and I know where I'm going with it. So I think once the bike is all said and done, he'll agree with the choice I made.
Next time on American Chopper. Tempers run hot.
You were dealing with the guy, not me.
I didn't talk to him. You did.
And sirens scream as Paul Sr. turns up the heat.
Do something.
And his son forges a heartfelt tribute from raw steel.
This is going to be unbelievable, this bike.
The OCC crew kicks it into high gear and races to the scene with their latest artistic triumph.
When it's all said and done, you're not going to believe it.
The bike.
I get chills just looking at it.
The battle.
I can't do anything about it now.
The brave. Next time. American Chopper.